This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Geek Squawks with my name, Jeff Sandhu, together with Culture Pop's Matt Armitage. Today we're going to be sort of just narrowing down. I think we only have like two or three topics. And the first one is, you know, how we're all addicted to social messaging apps like WhatsApp, Telegram, WeChat and all those. But they all sort of have one thing in common. They rely on an internet connection. You need a SIM card, you need a data connection so that then you can sort of transfer one message to another. However, there is sort of like a new way that hackers have been using for a very long time. It's called mesh networking.
Yeah.
It doesn't actually require an internet connection. It doesn't actually even require like a SIM card. You're connected from my phone to your phone directly via, you know, Bluetooth or Wi-Fi. So you don't need a SIM card. FireChat is one of those app that has been sort of creating a lot of a buzz in the news recently.
Yeah, I think it's been at South by Southwest this year. It's one of the breakout apps from South by Southwest, and it's a lovely little idea because it's this idea of creating kind of virtual LAN networks amongst your friends.
Yeah, because I mean, you know, our phones are powerful enough, and you know, no one's really tapping into, you know, this, because you get like quad core processors with like, you know, gyroscopes and all those stuff on a phone.
Yeah.
And you know, it's only a matter of time before I think you really see this really pushing further. The only problem with FireChat is that one is you need friends,
a lot of friends.
And two is obviously you need like a very strong Bluetooth connection or Wi-Fi connection, because if not, then you know, you sort of lose that frequency. So I can't message my friend who is, you know, across the office, for example, because it's probably too far. So I have to use WhatsApp and WeChat and all those stuff. But the company who created FireChat, they've coming up with this hardware, which is called the Greenstone. Now, it looks like a pendant that you can wear around your neck, or you can put it around your waist, or you can just put it in your pocket. And this will, it become that hardware that will connect all your friends to this device. Yeah. So it becomes like your walking router modem, think of it that way, where everyone connects to this stone that you have, and you create your own mesh network.
Yeah.
And this is great for, like, you know, events. And, you know, I go to a lot of concerts with friends and stuff. And, you know, the problem with messaging someone when you're in a concert or in a festival is that, you know, the network lines are all congested. There's no way to communicate against, you know, from one to another. If you have your own personal LAN network in a way, that's just great. I think this is really good potential.
I think this is absolutely absolutely awesome, but it's difficult for people to grasp and understand.
Yeah.
The best way to think about it is when you use your phone as a personal hotspot to connect to the internet, it's really the same as doing that, except rather than connecting to the internet, everyone else's phones are connecting to you, and everyone's phone becomes a bridge connection to get you to everyone else. So as you were saying, it works best when you're in very dense crowds because you have a lot of phones in the vicinity. So everyone's just hopping off each other. But it's a lovely little idea because it's like the idea of, you know, honeycomb, little cells. So the more you get, the further the network goes.
Yeah. Well, you can try it out for now. You can download FireChat and you can see how it works if you have a bunch of friends, you know, all in the same room in a way. But then again, why would you want to message everyone if you're in the same room? But if you want to do it, you can try. FireChat is one of it. You can use it in a plane because you don't need a data connection. You don't need a line. You just, you know, you can just message someone. Just try it out. It's called FireChat. Greenstone should be out, I think, by the end of this year or something.
Yeah, right? I think
and we will give you a review. Me and Matt will actually go and try FireChat right after this. talking about instant messaging, Facebook Messenger will be everywhere because they recently announced a whole bunch of new developments within the company during their F8 conference. They announced that 40 new applications will be tapping onto you know, the open source of Facebook Messenger. So imagine, like, you know, if you go into your cinema booking app these days and, you know, you want to check with your friend, you know, hey, do you want to buy this ticket and all, you have to actually open up a messaging app of your choice, and then you got to, you know, go back to your messages. There's a lot of jumping around from one app to the other. Facebook is now allowing these companies to tap into their messaging platform. So you can actually just directly Facebook Messenger to, you know, for example, to you, Matt, and like, hey, yeah. you want to go and check out this movie? You can send screenshot, all done within the app. Yeah. So think of it that, you know, Facebook, if this happens, like Facebook Messenger will be everywhere. And I'm not a big fan of Facebook Messenger, so that's why I'm a bit... I don't think this is a very good idea. I think they should get things right first, the basic stuff first.
I actually deleted my Facebook Messenger from all my devices this week. Yeah.
Wow, cool.
I just got fed up with it.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of, you know, the messaging system. It's the basic stuff itself. Like, you know, it's just annoying. I'm a big fan of Telegram. I think Telegram is great.
I love Telegram too, but everyone keeps contacting me on WhatsApp instead.
Yeah, I know. Me too. but, you know, hopefully this could be like one of those blessing in disguise, because maybe, you know, when Facebook realizes that there are not many app developers who are using the services, and if they go and ask it like, hey, why are you not using Facebook Messenger as part of your app and all, and they probably go like, because your messaging app is but, you know, they could probably then you know, just go back to the drawing board and say like, all right, you know, we will change what needs to be changed.
Yeah.
Moving along to smartwatches, Tag Heuer has just announced that they will be releasing a new smartwatch. So if you're looking to buy the Apple Watch, I guess you should just, you know, hold off for a minute, because, you know, come Christmas, they say they will be launching something, so you can buy some, you know, smartwatch for Matt Armitage or for myself, I guess, you know, a Tag Heuer smartwatch, that'll be fine. They didn't say, like, you know, how much it's going to cost or what's it going to do, because they say they just want to keep everyone surprised.
Yeah, I mean, I'm wondering if this want to keep everyone surprised thing is, we haven't actually quite got the concept worked out yet.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, it could be, because I wouldn't have thought that Tag Heuer, they really need to drum up demand that way. I would think that people would be interested in the product anyway. But I am guessing that their smartwatch will be waterproof, because that's what smartwatches need to be. And nobody else's smartwatches seem to be waterproof. So
nobody,
For that reason alone, I think the watch could do pretty well.
Mm. Well, let's hope that it does be, you know, waterproof, because I really don't know. Like, I don't think Tag Heuer will be daring enough to do something like
well,
that.
I
think they'll just do
I can't imagine Tag Heuer would release a watch that you can't, you know, you can't take up a mountain, you can't take underwater. That would be
a disaster.
You know, well, no, I mean, it would be against the kind of DNA of the company.
Anyways, Geek Tunes, Pink Shiny Ultra Blast. This is the only Russian electronic shoegaze record that you'll need to buy this year or listen this year. That's according to your post on Facebook.
That's right, yes.
And that's how I stumbled upon them, you know. So how did you actually stumble upon, you know, Pink Shiny Ultra Blast? And this is all one word, by the way.
Yeah, Pink Shiny Ultra Blast. I can't remember. I read a review in a magazine, and you don't often see a lot of Russian bands making it outside outside of that country. So it was just interesting. And when they said, you know, electronic shoegaze, so Russian electronic shoegaze, it was interesting enough for me to look up on Spotify. And yeah, it's really cool.
Mm, really, really good. So if you're wondering how does a Russian electronic shoegaze music sound like, well, this is a Pink Shiny Ultra Blast with Umi. This has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.